I'm starting out on a 10-mile hike in central Idaho. The sun is beating down and it's about 80 degrees. Joining me on this trek,
I'm Joyce Faber. I'm a volunteer wilderness steward, and we're at the Iron Creek Trailhead getting ready to hike to Sawtooth Lake.
This is an area that some describe as loved to death. Visitors are drawn to an unusually large, deep blue alpine lake set against a backdrop of granite peaks. Every year, tens of thousands come to see it, and that's why Joyce Faber is here.
So we picked this one today so that we could kind of do the job and help educate people, greet people.
Faber is a retired chemical engineer, but now she's one of about 40 volunteers with the Idaho Conservation League. The nonprofit started this program because the Forest Service doesn't have enough money to fully staff the backcountry with rangers. So volunteers like Faber are trying to fill the gap.
Yeah, okay.
So shall we get started?
Yeah, let's go.
About a quarter mile in, Faber is already meeting hikers on the trail. That means being friendly.
Hi, how are you? Did you have a good hike?
Checking conditions.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully nobody's leaving behind trash or campfires or anything like
nope,
that.
Nope, didn't see any of that funny
beautiful
business.
Yeah.
And later, when she sees hikers breaking the rules, Faber gently lets them know that's not okay.
And you do know your dog has to be on a leash.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Much of what Faber does as a volunteer is also the role of a wilderness ranger, to educate, communicate, and monitor. And I know this well because in college, I was a ranger here in the Sawtooths. I spent summers up here. But there's one big difference between what I used to do and what Faber does. She can't enforce rules. If someone has an illegal campfire or rides their bike in the wilderness or they run amok cutting down live trees, Faber can't give them a ticket.
Volunteers cannot do everything that needs to be done.
That's Randy Welsh, and he heads up the nonprofit Wilderness Stewardship Alliance.
They can fill in, but they're not a long-term solution.
Over roughly the past decade, Welsh says he's seen volunteers essentially take the place of paid Forest Service workers.
Volunteers are the de facto workforce for many Forest Service districts that have a wilderness program because they do not have the funding, the capability to hire wilderness seasonals.
And agency records show that wilderness and wild and scenic river volunteer hours have increased about 36% since 2013. Bottom line, overall, the funding for wilderness programs and its staff is going down, and that means volunteers are becoming an essential part of forest stewardship. Ken Gebhardt is a district ranger in the Salmon Chalice National Forest in central Idaho.
I think we all recognize we can't do it alone.
But Gebhardt says it's a good thing that the volunteer force is growing.
The volunteer program and all the partners we work with are all part of the big picture of our success of managing national forests.
He sees it as a win-win. Back on the trail to Sawtooth Lake, Joyce Faber probably agrees.
86.
She's finishing up for the day with one of her many duties, counting the number of hikers she ran into.
100. So 128.
That's 128 people Faber checked for permits, chatted with about wilderness, or asked to put their dogs on leash. There was no actual wilderness ranger on this trail today, so without Faber, those 128 people wouldn't have had that kind of interaction.
I had a fun day.
And she doesn't plan to give this up anytime soon.
By acting as a wilderness steward, I get to slow down and really appreciate the experience more than if I were just hiking as fast as I could. And interacting with all these friendly people was fun.
She says she hopes the Forest Service can fully staff trails and ranger programs in the future. But in the meantime, she'll be out on the trail every week. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher in the Sawtooth Mountains.